It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
A time for the drive Brouhaha with my co-hosts, Linda, and, of course, the great Mark Carpenter from Anchor in San Francisco, starting in 1971, now living in Petaluma, riding his horses.
How you doing?
Cheers.
I can't wait. I asked him earlier in the green room, when are you going to ride a horse up to the station from Petaluma?
I told him I'd just have to start too early in the morning to get up here from San Antonio Road.
Honey, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I got to get on the horse and ride up to the drive on KSR.
But I got big saddlebags. I could put in a bunch of beer.
I'm sure you do.
Stop at Twin Oaks.
There you go.
And Washoe House.
Yeah.
We're going to kick off with Brews News with Herlinda, brought to you by Willoughby's.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Herlinda, co-host of Brews News with Herlinda on the drive. I want to tell you about my favorite place downtown, Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. I find great beers, bubbles, and cocktail fixins to stock my bar cart at home and party supplies for when my friends and I get together. Passions bring people together at Willoughby's. Brewers, winemakers, and you. Talking and tasting at their wine and beer bar over a great sandwich and drink. Every week they have beer and wine tastings. Come meet your friends after work. Willoughby's carries local chocolates for a romantic gift or find that perfect cigar to pair with a nice scotch in their humidor. Treasure hunts for rarities end in Willoughby's cellar. They even do special orders. You'll find the top-rated beers in the world at Willoughby's. They are beer geeks also. Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. Pop into their downtown Santa Rosa location, the corner of 3rd and D Streets, and in downtown Petaluma on Lakeville. Give them a call at 707-978-3779 or visit their website at willoughbys.com.
All right. Thank you, Willoughby's. We got to get them back in.
Oh, yeah. We definitely will. They are getting in all those top beers right now. They just got done with their Valentine's pairings that they did. And so we got to see what they're going to have up for the spring beers.
It really is a cool place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I back that up. I think it's a fabulous place.
Treasures room, though. Like, if you're looking for something, like, extra special, unique, rare, they've got it there. But you need to get a hold of them. It's locked away. Hey, Cody.
Cody's here. What's your last name, sir?
Cody K.
Cody K.
Yep.
K-A-Y?
K-A-Y. If I were Irish, it would be okay.
That's a cool name.
He sounds like a DJ's name.
I was just going to say, it sounds like a radio air name. Hi, I'm Cody K. 10 in a row coming up. How old are you?
28.
28.
Mm-hmm.
You look younger, and I mean that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You should say thank you.
The years have treated me well.
It's all because of the beer, right?
That's right. They say it's good for your skin.
I'll let Herlinda introduce Cody. He is the winner of the recent Sonoma County Home Brewers competition.
Yeah, so I'm very excited that Cody won the Sonoma County Home Brewers competition, which is produced by the Petaluma Downtown Association, actually, at the Petaluma Fairgrounds.
They do it every year.
This is the third year.
It's fairly new. Although this past year they did it down at 101 North, who is kind of a sponsor of the show, that in that the winner of the competition gets to brew their homebrew professionally with 101 North.
Yeah, I remember that from years.
Yeah, it's actually going, on sale. Are they putting in cans?
Mostly it is in a package for draft. They did put some in 22s, and I think that's for sale at the tap room itself, 101 tap room.
You're a home small brewer. Amounts. That doesn't necessarily mean you brew at home. It means that you're explain.
Well, in my case, it does. Yeah, no,
really?
I'm still brewing at home. So
what, the bath
small scale, exactly. Drawing water from the bath comes out the quickest.
Oh my god!
And yeah, still brewing. 5-10 gallons at a time. So
well,
and it's a great beer he's brewed. It's a light beer, a German Helles. And Cody can tell you what the name in German and in English. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the name of the beer is Durstlöscher, which means thirst quencher in German.
Really?
It is,
so
too.
It's 4.5%, golden, straw-colored beer. It's the tagline is beer-flavored beer. So
beer that everyone, say that. I thought it
that
was
everyone,
a big joke.
I think, would be familiar with. It's a very familiar taste to anyone who
very authentic,
who
really
snagged
tastes
a sip
like
of beer from their parents when they were young,
mm-hmm. just tastes like you're in Germany. It's just a great German Helles.
It sure does. It totally reminds me of the beers I had in Germany. It has that little bit of crisp finish on the back. But you know what I'm really excited about with this beer and Cody winning? Cody was my star student at Sonoma State University's craft beer appreciation class that I am the program coordinator for.
Put that on as an advertisement for the next semester.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? No kidding.
And Mark was
award-winning brewers.
So explain to people, as a home brewer, and you're talking about your home, what kind of setup is it?
Something that I think people would be familiar with is, you know, a big frying pot similar to, you know, something you deep fry a turkey in.
Like a big stock pot.
Stock pot. Something like a propane burner. And then a couple little contraptions here and there. I ferment in buckets, but, you know, a lot of stuff that you would actually be familiar with just in any home kitchen.
Really?
Yeah, and you can more or less make beer with pretty rudimentary equipment.
You do it in the kitchen or the garage? Or?
It's all over the place. It takes up the house when I get going, you know.
Oh, man.
So.
And so you entered this competition year three, and you won.
Yeah, you know, it's finally been homebrewing since I'm 28, so slightly before I turned 21, not to, you know, myself. So a little over 10 years.
The cops are all friends of mine. They're not going to bother you.
One was just here.
Yeah, it's good to get some validation, you know. Obviously, you know, I've been giving it to my friends and family, and they're all, oh, yeah, that's great, Cody. But, you know, it's good to hear that the guys from Lagunitas 101, Hen House, they were all some of the judges who actually, you know, finalized and picked the winner. So,
and in this days of IPAs, everyone wants IPAs, heavy beers.
That
Helles
was
won
one.
Out over all these beers.
Yeah, which is very cool. And
tickled.
This is, as Mark said earlier, he said, Steve, you're going to like this one.
Mm-mm.
I really do.
It's a great beer,
Thank
isn't
you,
it?
Man. I appreciate that.
I grew up on Stroh's.
There you go.
Growing up
absolutely.
In Detroit. So this is like Stroh's, except a lot better.
A lot better, yes.
Yeah.
I want to point out that a lot of our professional brewers we've had on started out as home brewers. Many, many of them. Were you home brewing, Mark?
No.
Not at all. You went straight into school and Anchor Brewing.
No, I didn't go to school. I just went to Anchor.
Yeah, he just showed up one day.
He showed up one day and asked for a job.
I'm Mark Carpenter, and Fritz said here.
And
make some beer.
Got a job. Yeah, lucky career, man. Lucky career.
So, Mark. Tell me your thoughts on this. You mentioned a little bit of it, but
I just think it's a very authentic German-style Helles. You know, it's got not a lot of hoppy bitterness, but you got a nice hoppy flavor.
Yeah.
And you also have a good malty flavor, but not overpowering. It's just balanced. It's just
it really is good, dude.
Yeah,
thanks, dude.
It's light alcohol, right?
4.5. Yeah, 4.6. I think.
Really?
So
yeah.
it's
isn't that near beer?
Yeah.
Oh no,
no.
No, in England they get charged an extra tax over 4.5%. So Americans are so used to these 6, 7, 8, and even like 10%. Yeah. Well, actually, I won't put down 10% beer. That's not what I mean, but we're used to higher alcohol beer. Yeah.
And until the last 10, 15 years, most beers were 4 to 5% around the world. You know, now you've got this trend with high IPA beers that are good beers, but it's really created a whole new world.
Imperial that.
Yeah.
Is this the only beer you're making now, or...
Well, I definitely have to step up production of this one since it's a winter. But no, as a home brewer, I'm not limited to, you know, rather I'm only limited by my taste buds. And thankfully, I'm, you know, like a little bit of everything.
That is really good, man.
A lot of beers that I do brew are session beers, sessionable. So that means around 5 or under. But I try to strive for a lot of flavor in those beers. So
as a winner now, you get to make the beer with 101.
Yeah, we made it in early January, and then it just was released last Saturday.
So people could buy it.
They can. It's being released slowly. Most of it is in draft, so there'll be accounts that are picking up kegs over the next couple weeks. But you can definitely get it at the tap room at 101, and then at Taps, I think, in Petaluma. Those are the only places I've gotten it so far. Yeah. So.
I would think other 101 accounts around the county would Might take it on, huh?
Probably Brewster's Garden, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, a couple places I know in Petaluma, they've had the past winners.
So I have to ask you, did anything in the class, like, because we did, went over, like, some German beers, we went over British beers, we did sensory, we went to hop gardens and learned about malt. Was any of that, did any of it influence what you, the style you decided to
I think definitely knowing that, you know, like Mark was saying, the fact that so much beers and a lot of beers that we tasted in that class were very, you know, intense beers, had a lot of flavor and just so much depth and complexity. I almost felt like I wanted to just go with a simple beer and, you know, try to be understated yet, you know, say what needed to be said.
It's fantastic.
Well, congratulations,
dude.
Yeah, it really is good. So we're going to need to have you back at some point to talk about what else you're up to. But this is really good stuff.
Do you want to go on to commercial brew somewhere like many of our guests have done?
I would definitely be open to it. You know, I was the day that we brewed there at 101, it took a couple, you know, maybe half an hour to get into the swing of things. But then it did feel very familiar and definitely, I think my homebrewing experience made it a little easier to get into it, just right. on a much bigger scale.
Yeah. Very cool. It's 5:37. Brews News with Herlinda, brought to you by Willoughby's in Santa Rosa. The Drive Brouhaha, brought to you by Hop Monk. We're going to talk hops with Hop Monk. Not with Hop Monk. They bring you Brouhaha, but the Hop Growers Alliance is with us, and as I said earlier today, I'm really into the hop situation, the growing, and what they all mean, because it's really a trip. Time for the Drive Brouhaha, brought to you by Hop Monk in Sebastopol, Novato, Sonoma, and, of course, the Twin Oaks Roadhouse in Pen Grove. My co-hosts, Herlinda and the great Mark Carpenter, started at Anchor in San Francisco, 71,
yes, sir. Long time ago.
Quickly, do the story again about how you just, it almost seems like you wandered in and Fritz Maytag, who
was
the guy.
Yeah, I'd been working for the telephone company since 1961.
Wow.
And I wanted to change my life. I
mean, you look like you're 55.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm serious.
Well, thank you.
It's the beer, isn't it?
That's it. But this was during the 60s in California, you know, and everybody was doing something different. I wanted something different. And I found Anchor, went on a tour there, and I thought, well, this would be a great place to get a job and while I'm figuring out what I'm going to do with my life. And
that's what you did with your life.
That's what I did. And thank God Fritz hired me. And we had a great career. And now I'm so glad not to be hitting that commute every morning.
Yeah, living in Petaluma, riding your horses.
Yeah, riding my horses, taking it easy.
Very cool. It is a great story. And
we also, I'm drinking a beer of our next guest that 180 degrees different than the last one. But, you know, if I've always said the best beer there is the one in front of you. This is a great triple IPA.
All right. We're going to talk to these gentlemen. They're with the Hop Growers Alliance, NorCalHopGrowersAlliance.org. Herlinda, introduce these guys.
So we've got Michael Stevenson and Remy Martin.
Oh,
that's right.
I do that all the time. Sorry. Just because I like saying you, because he's your business partner, his name at Fog Belt, but Paul's at.
And you guys have been in before, right?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been in before. Paul's been in.
Yeah, you've been in before.
Times.
No?
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I
definitely would have remembered.
I haven't been in before either, so. Okay, so Hop Growers Alliance. It's Northern California, but I don't even know where to begin, except I'm excited about the world of hops.
Pretty much just a bunch of people that are trying to figure out how to grow hops here in Sonoma County, where there's a rich hop growing history.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to have you guys talk about. Mm-hmm. Is that back in the day we were growing all sorts of hops here, right?
Yeah. This area was one of the largest hop growing regions in the country at one point.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, the Press Democrat has been good about putting in some pictures of the old hop fields and the picking baskets. Mm-hmm. And you're still driving around the county, you see old kilns and sheds. And now they're going to bring it back.
Yeah, and this should be the wave of the future, don't you think? There's going to be a lot more hop growing back in Sonoma County with all the craft beer stuff going on?
Well, I think it's going to be different. You know, when hops were big here, it was because, you know, this area was supplying hops to a lot of regional breweries. You know, regional breweries died off with Prohibition. And hop growing moved up to Yakima Valley, where it's a lot more productive because of their day length and their soil and the price of land. It's just better economically to grow hops.
Is that Washington?
Yeah, Yakima Valley, Eastern Washington, okay. Kind of high desert. But we can grow great. I mean, this is such a rich agricultural area. We can grow anything really well, and hops do extremely well here. But I think it's, you know, to make it an economically viable product is going to compete with Yakima is going to be tricky. And that's what we're trying to do as the Hop Alliance is, you know, share information among farmers. How do you grow hops here in Sonoma County? Because most of the information out there is for the Northwest.
Yeah.
So it's a little tricky. We're trying to, you know, trying to work out the kinks on how to actually grow them, and then also to market them and get the word out to the consumer that Sonoma County grows great hops, and you should pay attention to where your hops are coming from.
I always look out and pay attention to my hops. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means. Mark, at 71, you started at Anchor in San Francisco. Give me your little thesis on how important hops are. And I know there's what fascinates me is there's so many different kinds of hops.
Well, here in Sonoma County, it was all California cluster before it went away. And the hop growers, when they're before the craft industry, they just wanted to develop hops that would make more bitterness, more pounds per hops, and were disease resistant. They didn't care about the flavor or aroma.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, small brewers, they would go up and they would taste these new hop varieties that are being developed, and they would pick the variety that had some unique aromas. And we also would go to New Zealand to get New Zealand hops that had unique aroma. So now all the major hop growers are testing like crazy to grow unique aroma hops. And brewers, over 6,000 of them, are always looking for something unique for their beers. So these guys are in a great position, I think, to develop unique hops and also to sell hops that are grown locally. Even if they aren't necessarily unique, there's some great classic hops. California Cluster is a fabulous hop, you know. It can be a base for a lot of beers.
One of the interesting things we've been finding is even with growing the same variety, like Cascade, for example, in different microclimates throughout Sonoma County, we're noticing vastly different aroma and flavor profiles. So I think we're lucky to be in an area where people are kind of primed to understand the concept of terroir because of the wine industry. And so that allows us to kind of market that as well for hop varietals and farms that are in different parts of Sonoma County producing unique flavors and that translating into unique beers.
And that's what these brewers need.
We also have a big niche market because local farmers can get their hops to local brewers much faster than farmers in Yakima, Washington can, which means that we can pick them fresh off the vine, get them to the brewery within an hour or two, and we can make wet hop beers.
Yummy.
Wow.
And for seasonal beers, that's ideal. Mm-hmm. It's a real advantage.
But one of the reasons why I invited you guys on today, this particular day, is because on March 24th, you guys have a big event. You have the Hop Growers Seminar at our own SRJC Schoen Farm. And can you tell us about that? I know it's like a one-day event. You can get tickets on Eventbrite, and anybody can go, right?
Yeah, basically, it's a 21 and up event just because there is going to be beer served.
Oh, yay. Well, I wouldn't go otherwise.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's going to be great. It's our third annual event. So we've done it the last 2 years. It's a little different each year, and we're kind of developing it. This year, it's going to be Saturday, March 24th at the SRJC Schoen Farm. It's an all-day event. It starts at 8 in the morning. We're going to have a lot of guest speakers coming. There's going to be a lot of brewers there. Vinny from Russian River is going to be there. Paul's going to be there from Fog Belt. Matt Fritz, some other people are coming from some local cider makers that use hops and some of their cider. And then we're going to have several different farmers coming. We're trying to represent small-scale farming, kind of a medium scale, and then get some representatives from large-scale farming so people can kind of see how those different scales work and answering questions about getting started in farming and what it's looking like down the road.
Where are you guys growing your hops here?
Right now we have probably about 15 or so pretty well-developed small farms, and they're spread pretty evenly throughout the North Bay.
Wow.
We have people out in, like, a Carneros area, Napa, Lake County, Mendocino, Dry Creek,
wow,
out on the coast, down Petaluma and the Wind Gap. So it's a pretty broad.
Just like grapes and pot.
Pretty much. And it's interesting. I mean, hops are in the same family as cannabis. They're very similar plants.
But don't smoke them. You'll only get a headache.
Yeah.
Drink the beer. How hard are they to grow, or how easy? I mean, how tough is it? How do they grow? What do you do?
They're easy and they're difficult. They're easy to grow, difficult if you want to get a good yield and high-quality product. They, there's a lot of stuff that we're trying to figure out in terms of when to train them and what kind of nutrients work the best to get the best results. And that's what we do with our monthly meetings with the NorCal Hop Growers Alliance. As we get together and we just share information, what's working for us, what have we discovered doing research and talking to other people.
This is actually going to be a really cool event. So even though it's all day, they are providing coffee, which is essential when you're a beer drinker as well. Beer is good. Coffee is essential. They've got breakfast, beer tastings, cheese pairings, all day access to education. And then later in the afternoon, you go over to Redwood Hill Farms, our own friend Scott Bice, David Bice's brother, and you do a hop farm tour. But you even have a hop genetics and breeding program specialist from UC Berkeley there as well, Christopher Gosso.
Yeah, so this is kind of an interesting relationship. Chris randomly reached out to us. He's from the East Coast, and he just started working on his postdoc at UC Berkeley, and he's a plant geneticist, and he's really interested. He's a beer lover, and he's really interested in exploring hop breeding kind of from a different angle. Instead of just trying to come up with the new trendy variety out of Yakima, we're looking at trying to develop a variety that's unique to California, works really well for our specific growing conditions, has all those features, good yield, good flavors, disease resistance, but kind of approaching it from a unique perspective using genome mapping. So some pretty interesting scientific stuff.
I know, right?
And wow. He's going to be breaking it down at the seminar, and it should be really interesting.
And he even says florists welcome. That's cool.
Herlinda, can you get Candace some beer?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. It's 5:30, for God's sakes. It's almost 6 o'clock. Guys, the growing hops, compare that to growing grapes. Are there some similarities as far as seasons and weather?
There's a lot of similarities. I mean, they come back every year, which is similar. You train them every year. A lot of inputs, a lot of weeding. I don't know. In some ways, a lot of farming is pretty similar.
Yeah.
But definitely we've had a lot of viticulture people interested that have come to our past seminars that are interested in diversifying their operations. Also ranchers interested in diversifying. And
I had somebody ask me that was thinking about letting someone use some land to grow hops, but he wants to know, what's the price per pound, or is it by ton? He's used to growing grapes and selling by the ton. Mm-hmm. How does that work if they were going to try to make money off of it?
So last year, pretty much all of the members of the alliance that sold their hops to breweries sold them as wet hops. So not dried, just picked fresh off the vine and delivered. And the price was around $7 or $8 a pound, and that's wet weight, which is actually a lot better than selling it dried because
it's lighter.
It's light. Yeah, you lose about 3/4 of your weight when you dry it. So you get You might get a little bit more for dried hops, but not that much.
All right. Mark Carpenter is just telling us something about hops in Germany and things like that.
Yeah. When you're a hop grower and your hops take off in the springtime, the shoots come out of the ground, and there's a lot more shoots coming up than you need for your vines that you're growing. And so they'll cut those back so they don't get clogged up. And they're like miniature asparagus. And in Germany, the restaurants take those and they use them as a seasonal thing in the restaurants. And I think,
do they taste like asparagus?
They have a unique taste.
I would think
they're
so.
One of those items that they may not be the best thing in the world, but it's a seasonal item that you should eat. And
do they use them in cooking?
So there's sauces, maybe? Yeah, and I think you're going to see a lot of local restaurants, if these guys offer them the shoots, they'll take them because this is really a unique opportunity.
You guys should do that.
Yeah, last year Scott with Redwood Hill Farms brought his over to Backyard in Forestville, and they did a special dinner for
just
the weekend. But if more people got on board, I think it'd take off.
That's very cool.
In England,
and it's a way to make a little extra money off your hops.
Sure. This is fascinating to me, as I've said all day. We've got 1 minute left. You should go to NorCal Hop Growers Alliance. It's a long URL, guys.
.org.
And their 2018 Hop Growers Seminar is coming up March 24th. Where is it again?
Schoen Farm.
Schoen Farm. We love Schoen Farm and SRJC.
You can find the tickets, too.
Yeah, guys, tickets on the website as well.
Thank you so much. Great to see you. Very cool. We're hopping here. Mark Carpenter, see you next week.
You got it. I think Cody's still out in the green room, so I'm going back for another glass of his beer.
And I'm putting this on the Brouhaha Facebook.
Godwood Triple IPA, if anybody's interested.
Oh, it's great.
Tasty.
This is lovely.
Mark's already drinking it.
Yep.
Herlinda, we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Okay.